Thanks for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Tasha. How can I help you?
Hi, Tasha. This is Daniel Martinez. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm okay. I can't complain. I mean, I could. I didn't get no Valentine's Day candy or anything, but that's okay.
Don't feel bad. A lot of us did.
I mean, it's nice to be loved every once in a while, but it's
every
all right. I'm not complaining.
Right. Me neither.
So, well, the reason why I'm calling is because I just got done talking to my bank, and I got a decline letter for the Star Trek built up, and I guess on your guys' end, it said not to honor, and I called my bank, and they said that you guys must have entered the wrong expiration date on my card. So is it possible we can re-enter my credit card information again, possible?
You have the account number.
Yes, I do. Okay, the account number is 32-65-8080-003.
What's your name?
It's Daniel Martinez, and my address is 8730 Buffalo Drive, Apartment 4, Mayetta, Kansas, and the zip code is 66509.
Is the card ending in 3570?
Yes.
Is the expiration date July 2023?
0723.
That's the one that we have.
I can redo it.
Yeah. They probably put the wrong CVV code in. So it probably happened. I'm waiting. I need to pull the card system up. Bear me one moment.
I think I know why the problem was. Just because the computer system didn't get no candy. I'm telling you guys. That's going to give...
You may be right because our system been going pretty slow. So I guess I went on the one. Excuse me, had a effed up Valentine's Day.
You're gonna get like royalty. I mean, come on.
A lot of us desire to be treated like royalty and don't get it. So
you gotta get it pampered. You gotta take it out on dates. It's so pretty,
I take it out on a date every day when I come here and be like, come on, baby, work for mama. So after my day off, I don't want to see this computer. go ahead.
Even though that you're hiding the bruises on it on the side, you're denying the punches. I don't hit my tower. I do not hit my tower.
Go ahead with your card number.
All right, it's 43-14-74-00-55-85-3570.
So I have 43-14-74-00-55-85-3570. Expiration date?
July 2023.
And what's the CVV code? 0723?
No, it's 307.
I'm talking about the expiration date. Is it 0723?
The expiration date is 0723. Yep.
Okay. And give me the CVV code one more time.
307.
Okay, I did update the card. They're going to try to charge you again on Friday. If you have any other problems, just give us a card back. I have to escalate it over.
Escalate? I'm not doing nothing bad.
No, it's because it may not be because of your card. It could be because of our system. So if you do it again and they send you an email letting you know that they still attempted to charge the card and it didn't go through, call us back. We'll have to escalate it over because it probably could be something with our system.
Oh, I was gonna say, you're not gonna transfer me to a claim company. I'm not doing nothing bad.
No. No.
So, well, that's what. So you guys are gonna. So you said that you're gonna run the card Monday, and I called earlier.
Friday.
Yeah. So I called earlier. Like I said, the Ghostbusters hasn't been shipped yet, or is it going to be shipped today?
No, so it's the next time that they're going to try to charge your card is on the 18th, which is Friday. Once did they get that approved? Oh, this is not your, you're talking about your Ghostbusters. Hold up, this is your Ecto-1. I mean, this is your Enterprise. You have to give me that. Let me see if I can pull up with your telephone number.
Yeah, no random text messages.
let's see. So, yeah, you're... Go ahead.
My telephone number is 785-491-8555.
Mm-hmm. So with your Ecto-1, let's see. Because it looks like you should have one that's getting processed today at the warehouse. Let's see. That could be probably another reason why your card didn't go through as well. Two charges from the same company can often cancel one of the other. So that's probably the reason why, especially if they try to charge it today.
Because it was the Star Trek when it got canceled, but I don't know. I didn't get no notification about the Ghostbusters. What?
Okay. Bear me one moment, because it looked like they tried to process it today, so I'm waiting on it. It's just taking a minute to pop the notes up on the account. Yeah, so you... So I apologize. Let me see what's the reason. Okay. Let's see. Yeah, so you actually supposed to be having one for your Ghostbusters to be charged to your account soon as well, too.
Okay.
Okay. Well, go ahead.
So they're both supposed to be charged today?
It looked like they tried to charge your card on yesterday for your Ecto-1. And like I said, it looked like they did both of them at the same time because both of them was actually charged on that same day. And because it was two charges for the same company, it's no telling if like your card, they probably thought it was like a fraudulent charge. So that's probably the reason why, and it closed it out from receiving it, with, doing it with both of them. So it's going to charge them again. If you have that same problem, you may have to, I may have to escalate it over.
So I may have to get mad and say, well, what's going on?
Say it again for me.
I said, so you mean to tell me I might have to get mad and escalate this call and say, I don't like the problems?
You may have, well, we are hoping that you don't have to. Like I said, it may not be because of like your card or anything. It's just this, it's just the way that the system is with the bank. Like if your bank, even my bank do it, if it's a charge and it's a large amount, because it's $57 they're trying to charge for the Ecto-1, and it is for your Enterprise D. They were trying to charge you. And then again, let me make sure it was for the Enterprise D, because it wasn't. I take that back. They were trying to charge you for your Ghostbusters. You gave me the account number for your your Enterprise D, but it was actually the Ghostbusters that they're trying to charge you for. It looked like your Enterprise D doesn't go out until the 18th, which will actually be this Friday. So it was the Ghostbusters that they were trying to charge a card for, but I did update it, so it's going to update it regardless. But I'm not sure why it was saying dishonorable. So, like I said, it's going to try to charge it again on Friday. And if they send you another email saying that it didn't go through, just give us a call back. But it should go through this time.
So if I have problems, just call you again and just say, I need to talk to my special friend. And she's not there.
Yes, you can do that, or anybody else can help you.
Because we have this connection, because she offered to be my Valentine's Day, even though Valentine's Day is already over, so there's no there's nothing between us anymore.
Yeah, if you want to do that, tell her I was your Valentine.
The look was like, what the hell is she talking about?
Yeah, but anyone can help you. If you need any type of help with that, but it should go through. They're just going to try to charge it again on Friday. So just, you should probably see an authorization on your bank account as well.
Okay, so that'd be for the Ghostbusters.
Correct.
Okay, and then they already ran. So the Star Trek already got ran.
No, the Star Trek won't get ran until the 18th as well. So both of them might try to come out at the same time.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense. Did they already ship out the replacement parts to you by chance?
For which subscription?
The Back to the Future. And
the DeLorean.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Because I talked to Miles, and he said that he put in for a replacement order.
You know what issue it was, or what was the item that you needed to be replaced?
It was issue, I think it was, now you got me thinking. I remember it was like issue 20-something. Let me see. I thought I took a picture of it. I know it was issue 15 for I think it was for a tire. It was, yeah, issue 15, because I'm missing a washer.
I'm trying to see. Bear with me one moment, because it's telling me. Okay, I'm waiting on it to pull it all up. It's just taking a minute.
And the other one,
okay, I do see where they did your replacement for the 20 issue 22. Was that the issue that you were talking about that you wanted to be replaced?
It was supposed to be issue 15 and issue, I think it was issue 22.
I don't see what they did. 15. Hold on a second. Okay, I did get that process to be reshipped to you. I see what they did. 22. They didn't do 15. Is there anything else other than those two issues that you needed?
See, it was just those two. And I told Miles, I said the only thing that was missing was the 22E part on 22.
Okay, yeah, so he'll have to ship out the whole shipment. We can't just... They have to ship out the whole kit of 22 instead of just that one little piece that you need.
Okay. So is that both of them got shipped out then, correct?
Correct. Well, one of them was processed for reshipment yesterday. The other one was for today. So they both haven't left the warehouse, but they are in the process of being shipped to you.
Okay. All right. Well, I was going to say, I was going to blame Miles and say, it's all his fault. So, all right. Well, that's what I was curious about. So I guess I'll look forward to seeing if I get a problem again. I'll give you guys a call and say, hey, I got a problem again.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling. Go ahead.
But you don't think there would be a problem since we have the card information all correct, then should we?
No, sir. I don't think so.
Okay. Well, hopefully, we got all the correct information. So, I guess we'll see what happens. Like I said, my bank has it on their end, invalid expiration date, but you guys got the right expiration date now.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling. Igamashi, have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.